You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show, Ben. How are you feeling? The weather has cooled down substantially since we chatted last week.
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, happy fall.
I know, right? Kind of a whisper of things to come.
It is July 20th.
Yeah, plenty of time. Well, we are going to be talking a little bit about some prep for later seasons today. Is that right?
Yeah, indeed we are, and not really just because of this extreme cool-off today, but July 15th is really time, even before now, we got to start thinking about fall, so I thought we could talk a little bit about that.
Excellent. Well, I'm honestly a little surprised that you start thinking about the fall in the middle of July. Why is that? You know, what are the prep that starts happening so early, I guess? So early by my, you know, non-farming, just normal person calendar.
Right. Well, a lot of crops, particularly carrots, to use them as an example, they're a 60 to 70 day crop, which just to use, say 60, you know, is 2 months. So let's say let's say this week we made the plan for it, and then next week we put them in the ground. That's roughly August 1st. Then 30 days takes us to September 1st. 30 more days takes us to October 1st. We're harvesting those around October 10th. So decisions that are made now directly affect fall.
So what are the type of things that go into planning for that? I mean, what are things that you would be doing different than, say, the decisions you're making going into the summer during the spring?
Well, I guess it just really comes down to planning, because around June and July, it's just so easy to get bogged down with all the things that are happening, because right now, we're pulling out, even in the next week after this week and the weeks after that, we're pulling out about as much produce as we do, in the course of the summer. So we're super busy. We're just trying to keep up with things. We're looking for diseases on the tomatoes. We're starting to harvest the peppers. So it's kind of just a function of experience and also planning that one starts learning that they have to remember to keep an eye on their calendar as well and make sure that they're getting their fall crops in so they can continue making a couple more dollars through fall.
And what happens if you, like, screw up and, you know, get behind by, like, a week or a 10 days? Is there really anything you can do to turn back the clock, or you're pretty much just hoping that you're not going to get, you know, early frost or some other type of weather that's going to make it challenging for your harvest?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can still take let's just use the example of getting 10 days behind. You can still take the risk, because you never know what Mother Nature is going to cooperate with. But, if you have a 70-day crop, you're not going to be able to shrink it to 60. It still will take 70. But another thing is that there's also different varietals. Often when you are ordering seeds, particularly at a website like Johnny's Seeds, .com or Fedco, you can look at the duration of the crop, and they'll say the number of days from seed to maturity. And carrots is a general variety. You know, I use the number 60-70. That's a general number, but different varieties might be 10 days quicker than another one. Particularly, sometimes the colored varieties take longer, so you could get a simpler orange one, and then so maybe you can tweak it by making up for it with a unique variety that goes a little quicker.
And I'm just curious, because you are a rooftop farm with regards to fall crops, you know, looking particularly at root crops, are there plants that you can and can't do because you're located on the roof, or things that work better in that system than they might in a more conventional, you know, ground-based farm?
There's a few differences. Some of it's hard to say whether it's roof because of our roof or just because of sort of how we've evolved with our planting and what we found works well in our environment. But we actually are not super heavily oriented towards fall crops. I mean, we'll be putting in carrots, beets, parsnips, radish, turnips, fall batch of kale, chard, things like that. But we don't grow Brussels sprouts, or some of those later fall cauliflower, broccolis, that you will see at other places too.
And that's just because of a time thing or a market thing or the...
Both of those, and then also economics.
Okay.
Because of our constraint with space, we continuously focus on some of the more profitable crops, and we find that those that I just listed do a little bit better than those other, we call them deep-feeding brassicas.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Ben, thanks so much for taking a moment to give us a lowdown on what's happening at the farm and realizing that, gosh, we have to start thinking about fall even though it's still July, which, I have mixed feelings about, but...
Sorry for the sobering reminder.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Ben, and we'll stay tuned. We'll chat to you next week.
Okie doke. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rooftop Update. If you want to learn more about the Brooklyn Grange, definitely check them out at www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. And stay tuned. Up next, we've got the Farm Report.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.